愿大家平安。
May peace be with you.
今天早上跟大家一起来学习爱的力量。
This morning we would like to study the topic of the power of love.
我们的一生，什么能够改变我们最深又最大？
So what has the power to change us?
还没有信耶稣以前。
So before we come to believe,
我们的观念常常跟世界一样。
We may think like the world.
第一个就是知识。
First, there's knowledge.
不错，知识能够改变一个人。
And true, knowledge can change a person.
所以我们看社会一直在进步。
So we see society improve.
因为知识一直在增加。
Because we increase in knowledge.
但是圣经说，知识增加，忧伤就增加。
But the Bible tells us that the more knowledge we have, then the more sorrows we receive.
因为我们知识越多，我们看到人生现实面的很多问题。
Because the more we know, the more we can see the problems of this world.
但是人没有办法去改变很多的问题。
Yet we can't solve a lot of the problems.
所以传道书说，弯曲的不能变直。
So Proverbs tells us that that which is bent cannot be straightened.
如果一个人个性弯曲。
So if a person's personality is twisted.
不会说多读两本书，多拿一两个学位，他个性就变好。
Reading a couple of books or getting more degrees will not change that person's personality.
所以知识有它的有限性。
So knowledge is limited.
知识不能够让缺少的变足数。
Knowledge cannot change that, cannot fill what is lacking.
很多人生活没有喜乐。
Many people live without joy.
也没有平安。
Without peace.
也没有盼望。
Without hope.
不会说多读几本书，多拿一两个学位，就充满着平安、喜乐跟盼望。
So reading a couple of books, extra books, or obtaining a couple extra degrees will not give one hope.
所以知识有力量，但是是有限的。
So knowledge may be powerful, but knowledge is limited.
那知识得到以后，我们接下来就是追求钱财的累积。
Once we obtain knowledge, we may pursue wealth.
不错，钱财可以改变我们的生活水准。
And wealth can indeed change our living standards.
但是钱财的力量也很有限。
But the power of wealth is also limited.
我们仔细看。因为钱财增加而变成越来越好的人有多少？
Let us examine how often does a person improve by being wealthier.
但是反而钱财增加改变一个人往负面的方向大于往正面的方向。
Rather, more often we see that the richer a person becomes, the worse they become.
特别是对下一代的负面的影响。
And it has an especially negative impact for the next generation.
所以钱财有它的力量，但是很有限。
So wealth is powerful, but power is also limited.
那我们在想，除了钱财还有什么？
Then what else is there?
很多人就去追求名誉、出名。
So some people seek fame.
那这个它的力量也很有限。
That power is also limited.
而且常常带给人负面的影响很深。
And also may have a negative impact.
所以到底我们的一生什么能够真的改变我们？
So what can actually transform us?
这个需要智慧来认识的清楚。
It takes wisdom to realize.
如果我们圣经看得很清楚，我们就知道能够改变我们又深又远的就是神的爱。
So if we study the Bible, we will understand that the only thing that can truly and deeply change us is God's love.
知识没有办法完全改变，但是神的爱可以改变我们。
Knowledge can't fully transform us, but God's love can.
钱财不能改变的，但是神的爱可以改变我们。
That which wealth can't change, God's love can.
我们现在看罗马书，我们最近读经进度。
Let's turn to the book of Romans, that is in our daily Bible reading.
罗马书的第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
第八节。
Verse 8. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
这里讲神的爱就在此向我们显明。
So here it says, but God's love, God demonstrates his own love towards us.
神是一个灵，看不见。
God is a spirit and we can't see him.
爱也是抽象的，看不见。
Love is also abstract and we can't see it.
所以为什么我们很难了解神的爱? 因为这个两个都是看不见的。
So why is it so hard for us to understand God's love? Because we can't see either.
但是神的爱有一个很具体的表现。
But God's love has a very physical manifestation.
也就是主耶稣基督降世为人。
In that Jesus Christ came into this world.
这个就是神的爱。 具体的表现,
so, this is the manifestation of God's love.
所以我们看主耶稣就可以了解神的爱是什么。
We can understand God's love just by seeing Jesus Christ.
我们回来看第八节的前面。
Let's look back at verse 8.
基督还在做我们做罪人的时候就为我们死。
In that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
这个地方讲，我们还做罪人的时候，
while we were still sinners，
也就是我们还不认识主耶稣的时候，
in other words， prior to us coming to know him，
圣经把人都圈在罪里面，
Bible puts us all in with the world of sin，
没有看圣经，我有什么罪？
or without， if we don't read the Bible， we will wonder what's sin，
那圣经一翻开来，谁没有罪？
but once we look at the Bible， who is without sin?
所以对我们影响一生，就是罪对我们的影响。So
sin affects our entire lives.
罪的结果就是死。And
the result of sin is death.
不但肉体会死。Not
just physical death.
而且灵魂的死就是下到地狱里面。Also
spiritual death where we go to hell.
但是死还没有来到以前。
But prior to the coming of death,
罪造成很多的问题。Sin
causes lots of problems.
造成人跟人之间的问题。It
causes problems between people.
婚姻不能和睦，家庭不能和睦。Lack
of harmony within a marriage or within a family.
造成自己的问题。Individual
problems.
被罪的个性，坏的个性，被坏的习惯，所捆绑。
We're bound by bad habits, bad personalities.
因为这个样子，所以人的心里没有平安，没有喜乐。
And because of this, then we have no peace and no joy.
这个都是罪的影响。
These are all influenced by sin.
所以罪是一个没有办法医的病。
So sin is an illness that cannot be cured.
好像麻风一样。
It is like leprosy.
它注定会死。
It destines you to death.
但是死的过程又死得很痛苦。
But the process of dying is very painful.
那这个罪要怎么解决?
So how do we solve this problem of sin?
这里讲, 基督还在我们做罪人的时候为我们死。
Here it says that in while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
我们怎么知道一个人爱人有多深?
How do we know how profoundly one loves another?
圣经说, 爱好像死一样坚强。
The Bible says that love is as strong as death.
所以当一个人爱到 最深的程度就是表示他愿意为这个人死。So
when someone loves someone very profoundly, they will love them to death.
那神的爱具体的表现就是主耶稣来世界。And
God manifests his love by coming into our world.
他为我们的罪死在十字架上。He
dies on the cross for our sin.
在哥哥他山上有三个十字架。
There were three crosses on the mountain of Golgotha.
左边、右边钉的是强盗。
To the left and the right were robbers.
强盗他犯很多的罪。
They are people who have committed many crimes.
所以被钉在十字架, 他们也觉得这个是应该的。
And so it seemed right for them to be nailed on the cross.
但是中间这个人是义人。
But there is a righteous man in the middle.
他说谁可以指证我有罪?
Says, who can point out my sin?
这句话没有一个人敢讲。
No one out there say this.
但是主耶稣这样讲，没有一个人能够找出他有罪来。But
no one can find any sin to him.
他好像一头没有残疾的羔羊。
He is like a young lamb.
那为什么他被挂在十字架上
？So how did he end up being nailed to the cross？
我们看第六节。
Let's look at verse six。
请读。
Verse six. For when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly.
第七节。
Seven. For scarcely for a righteous man would one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die.
这个第七节讲，在这个世界为义人死是少有，是有了很少。
So verse 7 says, for scarcely for a righteous man, one will one die.
那为人人很有爱心的人死，或者有人敢做。
Yet, perhaps for a good man, someone will even dare to die.
但是为罪人死，世界上是没有的。
But to die for an ungodly person, that doesn't happen.
所以主耶稣来世界在马太福音第一章天使已经把他的任务讲得很清楚，他要把人从罪里面救出来。
So the book of Matthew says clearly that God came into this world to save man from sin.
要怎么把人从罪里面救出来
？So how does he save humankind from sin?
就是要借着死付出罪的赎价。
Through death, he pays the price of sin.
所以主耶稣出来传道，他的目标很清楚。
Jesus Christ had a clear goal when he came out to preach.
到传道的末期，圣经说他面向耶路撒冷。
And towards the end, the Bible says that he faced Jerusalem.
面向耶路撒冷什么意思
？What does that mean to face Jerusalem？
就是他要被钉十字架的地方。
In other words, he faced the place where he will be crucified.
虽然每一步路都很难走
，Even though every step was difficult.
但是他勇敢地往前迈进。
He bravely moved forward.
因为他知道他来世界的使命是什么。
He knew what his commission was in this world.
要把人从罪里面救出来。
His commission was to save mankind from sin.
所以我们可以看到爱的力量。
So we see the power of love.
他爱人爱到愿意为人而死。
He loved people to the point that he was willing to die for them.
而且是为我们这些罪人。
For us sinners.
这个就是爱的力量。
That is the power of love.
所以今天我们在主耶稣的爱里面。
So today we are in God's love.
我们每一个人有很大的改变。
We are transformed.
我们不是信耶稣没有改变是很大的改变。
Not only do we change upon believing in God, we are transformed.
而且这个改变也不只是说病得医治。
And it's not just that. We may be healed from an illness,
或者魔鬼赶出去
or that a devil is cast out,
或者找不到工作来信耶稣祷告神帮我找到工作，不只是这样而已
or that we find employment after seeking God's help. It's not just this.
那在第五章里面，我们可以看到这个爱的力量，它改变我们什么
？Chapter 5 tells us how love transforms us.
我们看罗马书第五章
，Romans chapter 5.
第九节
Verse 9. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him.
再看第十节
Verse 10. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life.
这个第九节讲，我们靠着他的血可以称义。
Here it says that we are having now been justified by his blood.
神是义的。
God is righteous.
义就是完全的对，在他没有罪。
And he is just, as in he has no sin and he is always right.
那在神的面前我们都有罪。
And we are all sinners before God.
所以不是神不爱人。
So it isn't that God does not love man.
神对人的爱没有改变。
God's love towards man has not changed.
但是因为神是义，所以人要靠近神先要解决罪的问题。
But because God is righteous, we have to solve the problem of sin before we can approach Him.
但是这个问题没有办法用钱、知识、权力来解决。
Knowledge, wealth, authority, none of these things can change this problem.
所以第九节要靠着他的血才可以称义。
In verse 9, it tells us that we are only justified by his blood.
所以我们今天在洗礼的时候
Today when we receive baptism,
进入水以前我是罪人
We are a sinner before we enter the water.
但是我们进到水里面
But once we are in the water,
奉耶稣的名替我们洗礼
And we are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
有圣灵的见证
And we have the Holy Spirit to testify for us.
在这个水里面有主耶稣的宝血。
There will be blood in the water.
所以我们在主耶稣的宝血与主同时同埋葬。
And so in God's blood, we will die with him. And we will resurrect with him.
从水里面上来,
and once we come out of the water,
我们就与主同复活。
Then we are resurrected with him.
我们就被称义了。
And we are called righteous.
那为什么进到水里我是罪人, 从水里面上来, 我是义人?
So how is it that we are a sinner when we enter the water and we are righteous when we come out?
真的这个水这么有权柄有力量吗?
Does this water really possess that much authority and power?
是的。
It does.
所以圣经说, 受洗洗去你的罪, 你就会得到圣灵。
The Bible says that if you are washed by the blood of Christ of your sins, then you will receive the Holy Spirit.
啊, 我们被神称义, 罪得赦免, 圣洁的灵就会浇灌。
When we are deemed righteous by the blood of Christ, then the Holy Spirit will come upon us.
而且这个神的灵从我们心里呼叫, 天上的神, 阿爸父。
And the Spirit of God will dwell in our hearts and call to our Father.
我们跟天上的父亲重新建立关系。
We reestablish a relationship with our Heavenly Father.
所以第九节讲, 借着他的血称义。
So in verse 9, it says that we are justified by his blood.
那就要靠着他免去神的愤怒。
And we shall be saved from wrath through him.
哇，为什么？
Why?
我什么事情都没有犯啊， 我没有杀人，没有放火啊， 难道神还会愤怒我吗？
I didn't do anything. I haven't killed anyone. So why is God angry at me?
第十节。
Verse 10.
我们做仇敌的时候， 借着神儿子的死得以神和好。
For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God.
我们什么时候做神的仇敌？
So when were we enemies to God?
当我们还没有 被主耶稣的宝血称义,
when we haven't been made righteous by the blood of Christ,
我们在神的律法之下, 都是义, 都是罪人,
under God's law, we are all sinners.
所以在神的公义之下, 我们就是神的仇敌, 就活在神的愤怒里面。
So under God's justice, then we are all sinners and that we are under his wrath.
那现在我们重新跟神建立父子的关系。
But now that we reestablish the relationship of a father and son,
这一种改变啊, 非常的大。
This transformation is great.
在灵界里面, 这种地位, 从罪人提升变神的儿子, 这个是非常的大。
Spiritually, we move from the status of a sinner to a son, and that's a great transformation.
这个就是爱的力量。
That is the power of love.
就是主耶稣流的宝血的力量。
That is the power of the blood that was shed by Jesus Christ.
那我们受洗以后, 这个神的爱啊, 会继续改变我们。
After baptism, his love continues to transform us.
那怎么改变我们?
How does it do so?
我们看第五章。
Let's look at chapter 5.
第五章的第一节跟第二节。
Verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. 2. Through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God.
这个第二节我们借着他因着信现在进入所占的恩典中。
So through whom also we have access by faith into his grace.
所以我们现在接受洗礼我们在神的恩典中。
And once we receive baptism, we are under his grace.
在神的国里面就是在神的恩典中。
You'll be in God's kingdom under his grace.
那下面, 欢欢喜喜, 盼望神的荣耀。
And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God.
什么是神的荣耀?
So what is the glory of God?
就是在末世的时候,
So in the end times,
我们要回到天国来看到神的荣耀。
We will return to heaven to witness the glory of God.
而且我们每一个人, 这个肉体要改变成为灵体。
And our physical body will be transformed to the spiritual.
日有日的荣光, 月有月的荣光, 星的有星的荣光。
The sun and the moon and the stars all have their glory.
使人复活就是这样。
And that's what it means for a dead man to rise.
所以不要想说我算不了什么。
So don't think I am nothing.
事实上我们也真的算不了什么。
Well, we are nothing.
但是复活以后,
But once we are resurrected,
每一个人都有荣耀。
Then we all have glory.
所以这个就是我们的盼望。
And that is our hope.
因此我们人活在这个世界上啊，非常的喜乐。
So that's why we can rejoice while living in this world.
像保罗一样。
Like Paul.
如果选择死也不错。
Well, to die is good.
为什么？
Why?
因为死就与神同在。
Because it means that he can be with God.
死就进到乐园。
It means that he can enter paradise.
所以这也是好的无比的。
So this is good beyond all measure.
但是这个需要有极大的信心。
But that requires great faith.
所以神的爱改变我们。
God's love transforms us.
让我们活着有这一种荣耀的盼望。
So that we can have this hope of glory.
但是那个是死以后。
But that's something that happens after we die.
但是没有死以前，我们也遇到很多的困难啊。
Before we die, we encounter many struggles.
那这个神的爱要改变。
God's love can change that.
对我们生活所遇到的困难有不同的了解。
It can help us to have a different understanding of the struggles that we face.
我们还没有信耶稣以前。
Before coming to know Christ.
如果我们遇到什么困难，就是运气不好了，不小心了，倒霉了。
If we are unlucky or we face some mishap,
那信耶稣以后，我们遇到的困难要怎么解释？
How do we explain these kinds of troubles when after we come to know Christ?
好，我们看第五章。
Let's look at verse 5.
第五章的
chapter 5.
第三节。
Verse 3, and not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance.
第四节。
4, and perseverance, character, and character, hope.
这个地方讲啊，患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。
Here it says, tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope.
当一个人进到患难里面，好像进到山洞里面，一片乌黑。
Usually when we enter tribulation, it's like entering into a cave and it is completely dark.
我前途没有希望了，我现在遇到这么大的困难。
There's no hope ahead of me. I face such difficulty.
但是这个地方讲啊，患难生忍耐，忍念生老练。
But here it says tribulation produces perseverance and perseverance character.
如果看英文哦 ，character 是什么？个性。
So what's character? Character is your personality.
所以有时候神借着患难要改变我们的个性。
So God sometimes uses tribulation to change our character.
那个性要怎么改变？
How do we change our character?
就是要把我们改变跟有神一样的个性。
Or how does
主耶稣的个性。
How does our character change? It changes to be more God-like.
那有这一种个性就是能够荣耀神。
And when we have a more Christ-like character, then we can glorify him.
那在地上能够荣耀神，在天上就可以得到荣耀。
So if we can glorify God in this world, then we will receive glory in heaven.
所以这个个性改变呢，不只是造成我们婚姻的幸福、家庭的幸福，这个个性的改变，神得荣耀，天国有赏赐。
So not only will this transformation in character help us in our life in this world, but we will also receive gifts and glory in heaven.
那既然患难是神要成就他的目的。
And since tribulation is a tool for God to achieve his goal.
所以患难不是要毁掉一个人。
Tribulations are not meant to destroy a person.
它是要改变一个人。
It happens so that it can transform a person.
所以这个患难的最后是什么？盼望。
So what is the ultimate goal of tribulation?
盼望就是山洞里面那个一点点的亮光。
It is that little speck of light in that dark cave.
越走那个亮光越强。
The further we walk, the stronger that light.
那个就是患难的出口。
That is the exit for our tribulation.
那我们为什么这么确定一定会有一个出口？
And how can we be so sure that there will be an exit?
我们现在看回来第五章。
Let's turn back to chapter 5.
第五章的第五节。
Chapter 5, verse 5. Verse 5. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us.
圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
Says because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts.
所以当一个人越祷告，圣灵的把神的爱越充满这个人。
The more we pray, the God will fill their hearts with the Holy Spirit.
我们就知道我所遇的是出于神的爱。
And then we will come to realize that what we experience happens because of God's love.
那我们就充满着感谢。
And we will be filled with thanksgiving.
在神的时候到了，这个就过去了。
And when God's time comes, then it will all pass.
所以这个爱的力量能够使我们所遇到的患难变成一个信仰的转机。
So the power of God's love can turn a trans tribulation into a turning point in our faith.
变成在神面前，我们变成一个非常有荣耀、非常有价值的人。
We become someone very valuable before in the eyes of God.
好，我们看十一节。
Let's look at verse 11.
请读。
Verse 11. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation.
这个十一节给我们一个新的生活目标。
Verse 11 gives us a new goal.
我们常常在想怎么才可以活得快乐。
Sometimes we wonder, how do we live a happy life?
那有时候我们如果没有回到圣经来找，我们就是跟所罗门一样去试试看。
If we don't turn back to the Bible, then we may become a Solomon where we just try everything.
在世界上去想办法得到更大、更美、更高、更好的东西。
You may pursue whatever is bigger, whatever is more beautiful, whatever is greater.
对，在某一个程度上有一点刺激，有一点好感。
And it provides a stimulation and excitement.
但是久了又没有感觉了。
But eventually, you'll feel nothing.
那所以以前有遇到一个姐妹，婚姻也不错，家庭生活也很顺利，但是她就觉得好像她少了什么。
So I once met a sister who had a good family life, but yet she felt like she was missing something.
有一个洞，填不满。
That there was an emptiness that could not be filled.
有一个信徒听一听说，你缺少神啊。
And so a member heard this and said, "You're missing God."
这个是真的。
This is true.
什么都有，但是就是心里不满足。
That you may have everything, but your heart is not satisfied.
就是缺少神。It's
because you're missing God.
所以这里。 在第十一节讲以神为乐。
So in verse 11, it says that we also rejoice in the Lord.
这个不要钱的。
This is free.
每一个人都可以体验得到。
Everyone can experience this.
以神为乐。
To rejoice in the Lord.
神借着道理进到我们内心。
Through His word, which we receive in our heart.
我们不断对道理有新的领悟。
Not only do we have a new understanding.
心里觉得很满足啊。
But we are satisfied.
神的道一解开发亮光，我们就知道以前不知道的，真的很满足。
And once we understand God's word and it shines its light in our heart, then we will feel very satisfied.
神借着圣灵满足我们。
God will fulfill us through the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵一充满了，我们在世界上的苦闷、一些委屈、烦恼全部都没有了。
So when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, then all the injustices and wrongs that we experience in this world, none of that matters.
这个不需要钱，你只要愿意祷告就可以有了。
It doesn't require any money. I mean, if you pray, then it will happen.
所以常常祷告，圣灵充满了，活得很喜乐。
So people who are always constantly filled with the Holy Spirit live joyful lives.
再来，神就是爱。
God, because God is love.
常常去数算神的恩典。
And we should constantly count God's grace.
感觉到神很爱我们。
And we will remember that God loves us.
我们就活着很喜乐。
And we will live joyfully.
这个就是爱的力量。
That is the power of love.
主耶稣的爱改变了我们。
God's love will transform us.
从过去到现在，从现在到未来。
From the past to the present, from the present to the future.
祂要改变人的一生。
It will change a person's life.
又深又远。
Profoundly and deeply.
所以我们要来感谢我们天上的神。
So let us thank our Heavenly Father.
我们一年多，教会都没有办圣餐。
It has been over a year since we have held the Holy Communion.
现在我们要领受主耶稣的肉，主耶稣的血。
We will now receive God's flesh and blood.
当我们拿到手里面。
And when we when we receive it in our hands.
我是罪人，是他为我舍了自己。
Remember that we are sinners. And he has sacrificed himself for us.
现在我被称义,
and now we are considered righteous.
我是他的儿女,
and his children.
我有活泼的盼望,
we have a living hope.
我能够以神为乐,
we can find joy and rejoice in him.
我真的在神里面个性可以更新改变,
we can be transformed through him.
这样来感谢神,
and remember, and let us thank God for all of this.
感谢主, 我们 能够在一起来领受主的肉、主的血。
We thank God that we can be here to receive His flesh and His blood.
愿主的爱充满了每一个人。
May God's love fill all of us.
让这个爱的力量 啊，继续在改变我们。
May the power of His love continue to transform us.
我们感谢主，有的弟兄姊妹一年多没有来教会，现在能够啊在主里相见啊，确实是充满着喜乐。
And we are filled with joy now that we can reunite in His house after over a year.
哦，这就是我们的目标，要让教会成为一个属灵的大家庭。
And it is our goal for this church to become a spiritual family.
好，我们最后一起来祷告。
Let us conclude with a prayer together.
向神献上我们的感谢。
And we give our thanksgiving to God.
我们一起来祈祷。
Let us pray together.